Okay, so I must say, we'll see if we can try to finish up the sugya today. So we left off with a major, major machlekes in the Shonim, assuming that the words of Omer lo gador, have any relevance vis-a-vis Issa v'Hetzer. If they have no relevance vis-a-vis Issa v'Hetzer, only concerning the Chayshe Mishpat, the Chayv HaChuruso, then the Shir is over. But assuming that there is some relevance vis-a-vis the Issa v'Hetzer of Kilah Kerem, we have a place in Rabbeinu Tam and the opinion of Rambam, and a kotza, what the significance of those words are. Rabbeinu Tam said the significance is to teach us that each breach is viewed on its own numbers, and when you talk about reaching the magic shear of Hosif Masayim, it's not called Hosif Masayim until each individual breach reaches Hosif Masayim. Why? Because once that wall goes up, the halacha of kama botil kicks in, and there's no tzirup, there's no connection between what happened before and what happens afterwards. That was Rabbi Tam's theory in the sugya. And the Ramban quotes Rishon who say the exact opposite. Omer lo gador comes to tell me that add them all together, as long as you reached 200, no matter how many times it took you to do so, so be it. And that's all mitzarif, it's all moisif yachad. What's the machlokes? So Rabbeinu Tam clearly is accepting the principle of kama bottle, at least when there's a hefsek. And the Rabban Yishon was saying the whole thing doesn't exist. There's no such concept, no such idea called kama bottle. As we said yesterday, that's an age-old machlokes of Rishonim. Ultimately had to resolve, on the one hand, the Gemara of Zara, and all the other Gemaras that seem like there's no such thing as kama bottle. So Rabbeinu Tam took the approach that the Gemara of Zara rules the day, that there really is a principle of kama bottle. I, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, rejects it. No, the Gemara only rejected it vis-a-vis Avodah Zarah. But vis-a-vis other Yisurim, it's not a stand, it's Kayim. And all the Gemaras that seem to deny it, the Gemaras in Adarim, and the Gemaras by Mikvos, and Kelayim itself. The Rebbe Tam says all those Gemaras are talking about there's no break, it's all constant, there's no kama bottle, etc. Or as the Rivon put a twist on it and said, those Gemaras are dark, kach, natural, but the Ikaron, kama bottle stands the halacha. That was Rebbeinu Tam's view. And the Rabbans Yeshua are going to be ikvas the other Yeshua, like the Rosh and Chulin, who are the strongest opponents of kama bottle. The Rosh subscribes to the principle called Chayz V'Neir, which is basically the antithesis of kama bottle. And he gave the Rosh as lumdus, as razzle dazzle lumdus a little bit yesterday. So, Baisai, who's right? A little bit audacity for us to pose that question. But who's right? Is kama bottle or kama non bottle? What's the answer? So there is a Mishnah in Maseches Trumos that is a critical potential raya in this sugya. The Mishnah speaks about the following. Actually, Tosfos in Baba Kama makes mention of this Mishnah. It's on the 12th of the Maimonides. Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, which is really quoting the Mishnah Maseches Trumos. Ve'ela hachas bad yom v'perek naitel saw truma shenaf b'lemei shalchulin. So there happens to be a did in Truma that if you have a little bit of Truma gets mixed into Chulin, the regular halachas of Bittul don't apply. Rather, there's a special shiur called Bittul B'meya. Now, some of you may remember when we said Chulin, we point out according to most of the Rishon, it's only a Chumim with the Rabbanim. In a Torah, it's probably the same as anything else. The same way, let's say you have a Chabitrim Bottle in a Torah, one piece of tray for me, Bottle, two pieces of kosher meat. If I have three loaves of bread. Two of them are chulin, and one of them is truma. So min haTorah, it's all both. Min haTorah is both of a robe, same as anything else. But min haRabban, there's a special chumra called bittul b'meya. So comes the Mishnah in Trumas and says, what's the din if you have a saw truma that falls into less than 100? I'm sorry. So there's left with lamei shachulin. So it's 100 times chulin to the one social truma. So it's batel. For hispik lahaloisa atchinaf lacheres. What does that mean? Oh, hispik lahaloisa.
You have to take out
the din with the rabbanon that even though it's batel, you still can't cheat the kain. The kain still can't go hungry that night. So you have to go and take a symbolic gesture, take one out, and give it to the kain as a gift of a quote unquote make believe truma. It's not real truma. It's not real truma. So the Mishnah says, so I have 100 chulin and one truma falls in, and I didn't get around to finish the job and give one to the kohen. So then we say, sorry, lo tala. So now all of a sudden, everything's no good. Everything becomes truma. The whole bittel is batel. But Lamrinan Rishon batel. Why don't we say kama batel? Why don't we say Rishon batel? That's Tosis kasha. So Tosis, nah, come on, that's not a kasha. That's not going to do it. It's like a minute down. I forgot to drop my day hefsek. Even though it fell one and then stopped, the next one fell 5 minutes later. Tosim tzorek lahorin. So that's different. Why? The Torah just wasn't over yet. Rishon Rishon Batel means when a davar issa falls in and a psach is given that it's mutter. And then more falls in afterwards and now throws the numbers off. That's the sugya of Rishon Rishon Batel. Over here, the Torah just wasn't completed yet. You know why? Because even though it's true that the numbers are on in our favor, that's more than 100 to the one drop that fell in. But what hasn't happened yet, Rabbi Say? We haven't given the fresh yet. We haven't given to the Kohen what's due to the Kohen. And therefore, calls him out that we haven't been ma'ala to the Kohen, his share, we haven't had the right to declare that Tarevis is mutter yet. So calls him out that we haven't declared that Tarevis is mutter yet. That's the kamakam of Boto. That's Shasa Tarevis. That's the same. It's all what it is, sir.
Why should that be? I mean, I can say I put this side away for truma, even though I don't give it to the Kohen, it's still good. So it's the same way here when I put it into the Ifrola, even though I didn't give it, it should still be okay.
Oh, I'm going to ask a stronger kasha than you're asking. You're asking from Farsha, we're going to strengthen your kasha a bit, Mr. Bell. So I just want to understand what Tosis is saying. So Tosis is saying that since there's a quirk in Hilchos Truma, that it's not enough just to be Mis'arif or to be Mutter, but you need the Aliyah Satruma also. So the middle Tarev says no. Tarev says no. You can't kick in kama bottle. So comes the Rosh and says the chalal then hadgeris the raya. The chalal says the Rosh. I don't know what the taste is talking about. Comes the Rosh and says two lines to the bottom of 30th amount of gemis. The harama. Eina ela the gezel hashavet. About eina iseris hamaduma. What is the Rosh saying? The Rosh is saying that in tam yeradeya, in terms of yisav hetter, the tarevus is over. Once the tarevus is over, we declare that the tarevus is mutter. There's a chiyuv and dibim momenus that you shouldn't steal from the kohen. So we give as a lachetchilim and drabanan. We give a nice token gesture, we give the kohen part of the tarev, so give him a symbolic gesture of one piece of truma. But the giving of that symbolic gesture, or the lack thereof of having not yet done that, in no shape or form impacts on the status of tarev. So it says the Rosh could split between the Yeridea part and the Cheshe Mishpat part. So in Yeridea, the tarev is over already. Cheshe Mishpat? Wherever Cheshe Mishpat gets Cheshe Mishpat. Yeridea, the tarev is over. Even though the tarev is over, what does the Mishnah say? Nafla Cheres, what does the Mishnah say? It's no good. It's Vaitei Seres. Zemun from Dos is the Rosh. You see from here. What? Nobody see from here?
No,
what? So you don't say. Kama Batel. That's the Rosh's Raya. So whereas Tosfos deflected that Mishnah in Truma's mistake. Truma's difficult because the Terebus isn't over. Says the Rosh, Terebus is over. Even better than what you say, Mr. Bell. Terebus is totally over. I haven't been mafresh yet. That's been drabon and that's gezel shevat tzidim. So Rabbi said, when all the dust settles, we still don't have a riot. Do we say kama kama bot? Not say kama kama bot? Sorry, we're still not sure what to do. So Rabbi said, here I'll try to be honest and say that this is really the last akud of this idea. I didn't say we'll finish it today. We hope we will. But here we're about to embark upon the very last akud of the sugya. It's probably one of the most famous comments in the sugya mechitz keresh nifritza. It's only fitting that it should appear in the Chiddush Ramban. Ramban has really, really taken us through the last five sugyas, and the Ramban will take us to the conclusion of the sugya as well. But once again, the Ramban Tidakim Bekodesh quoted the Yesh Omer. We don't know who they are. We've seen about 15 different Yesh Omer over the last couple of weeks. It's the Yesh Omer. The Yesh Omer are going back to the drawing board. And going back, following the ikvos, those we shown and who maintain, like Rabbi Natam, that kama kama batel is a reality. Kama kama batel exists in our world. It was rejected in Maseches Avodah Zarah on technical Chumras Avodah Zarah grounds, but the Ikaron, Kama Kama Batel, exists. And therefore, we have to explain away why we had a whole bunch of Gemaras at somebody's so nice erase of ours. We had so many other Gemaras out there that seem to deny Kama Kama Batel. Just Chaza for a real, real quick second. What were the three sources that seem to ignore Kama Kama Batel?
The Dharma
about the Batel, right? Okay, Kilei Kerem, the very existence of how can Kilei Kerem be also a Masai? Typically, it's always Batel. And number three was what? Right, when Shabbos about Shem Yirfu by the Mikvah, right? Shem Yirfu, no for all Zeichor. Okay, those are the three cases that seem to negate Kama Kama Batel. So again, so yesterday we saw a bit of Tom said no, because it all happens at one shot. The Rivam said it's natural. Listen to Rabban. 14th in the Ramakrims. The Yeshayim Rim Hassam. I don't know which the Hassam is, by the way. The Dharam, the onion. Hassam by the time of Rishab the Gidul of Heter, the Terel of Batel. Anyone remember this Ramban from 2 years ago? Anyone realize this is the context of the Ramban? Did anyone appreciate it 2 years ago, the context of this Ramban? It was the last part of the Chitzkei Shnifritza. Comes Ramban and says, Yesh Aymrim, that the La'aylim Rabbein Tam is right, that Kama Kama is bottom. But the case of the onion is different because there you have Rove Isser of 7th year onion. A little bit of 8th year onion is getting mixed in by growing it. And we want to say, let the little drops of onion that are growing in the 8th year, which are double shom heter, let that be bottle in the rive? No, heter lo bottle. Why heter lo bottle? I have no idea. I'm going to have some guesses, but I have no idea yet. But that's the bir adob, heter lo bottle. Now this answer of the Ramban's Yesh Aymrim has to go more than just address onions and Shemitah. It's got to answer all three kashas. So before we even read the Ramban, can we think through some of the, can we apply this tariff? So what do you think about the mikvah? What do you think about the mikvah? What's the case of the mikvah? I have this beautiful, wonderful mayon, and now this terrible rainwater is falling in. That's going to throw the numbers off. And the Rabban's Yeshem is going to say, no. It can't be bottle, it can't be bottle, it can't say come, come a bottle. You know why? Because it's a terrible bottle. What do you think about that? Mr. Stolt doesn't like that. Zach, you are arguing?
No, I agree.
You agree with Mr. Stolt? Two lawyers in town, right? They both say.
It's not heter isser. It's what works for a mikvah. It's not mukter usser. A pasul mikvah is not usser.
I'm building on what Jeremy's saying. We're not talking about getting kasher or pasul. We're talking about, so the only result from this mikvah would then be for flowing. Nothing to do with the term.
Otazoi. Perfect. Right on target. There's nothing wrong with rainwater. Rainwater is not pasul for a mikvah. Proof positive, all mikvahs are made out of rainwater. Rainwater is not treif. Rainwater is not pasul. Rainwater in a certain situation will not be acceptable if it's zeichelim, but it's not treif. It's ein lecha heter golem mizeh. It's a dover amuter. And therefore, the Ramban Yeshayim didn't even bother explaining. It says move on to Yehilov. We left it hanging 2 years ago. We need 2 years to come to that resolution. That it's move on to Yehilov. It's better than heter. It's nothing. It's zero ramifications. Rainwater is not a problem. It's not a problem. So it's nothing. It's a neutral X. So Baruch Hashem, 2 out of 3 cases are easy to understand why there's no bittul. But the tricky case is the kilayim. What's tricky about the kilayim? Because l'chora, the kilayim is a davar aser. Because the chora, what's happening is that whenever I have my kilayim, and here we got a color-coded over here, so I have my grapes, you get my grapes and my vines, all right, all my grapes around them. And then I have on this side, I have my tevuah growing, right? And now they all catch together, and the tevuah continues to grow, So that drops of tefillah that's growing is now, what would you call the iser heter?
Iser.
I call it iser. It's got tefillah and kerem. All right, no apology. Yeah, no big deal. Who cares? Who cares? Keep this up. Come on. Don't ask the kashas. It's a dover also. So the chor is a dover also that's growing. So Rabbi Natan is right that kamakama bottom, we're back to square one. So then how do we ever reach the point of being ahisef asayim? Typically, the minute that it starts to grow, it's bottle, 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 bottle. How does it ever reach bottle? Messiah. So the Yishomrim really, really have to explain to me, and this is a toughie, to say that the tops of the onions that's growing the eighth year is heter, that's easy. To say that rainwater is a heter bottle, come on. We made a mistake 2 years ago. Of course that's heter. But they say at the top of the tevuah that's growing in the proximity of grapes is called a terrible bottle. That needs a little bit of a beer. So the Rabban continues. And the Rabban says, I'm going to give you the beer. Dr. Rabban. The Afla de Brezer. The Yeshomov didn't say this. Yeshomov only said it about the onions. The Rabban's adding, Venera, the Afla de Brezer, Yechol and Anulaymar. We can put it in our own two sentences, the Rabban. The Kilayim Nami Heteru. What does Rabban just say? Rabban says, don't mistake Kelayim like Chazir. Kelayim is not in the veil of the Trefis. Kelayim is only called the Dovish Alisser when the Halacha declares that you've reached the point of Kelayim. There's nothing also about Tavur, nothing also about Kerem. It's the combination of the two that's a problem. What's the Rabban saying? It's not called the two combining together until what? Until you reach what? Messiah. What did the Rabban just say in one fell swoop? Messiah is not a shear in what? It's a shear in what? Messiah is not a shear in bitul kilayim. It's not that I have Kilayim here, I have a little bit, and it's still bottle. Come on, now it's no longer bottle. No. It's a shear in the creation of the Kilayim. It's a shear in the very creation, the Chevtzuf and Shem Kilayim. It's Nish King Kilayim until it's Haisim Asayim B'yachad. Just a little bit of grapes, a little bit of wheat, just potsling, you know, drains of a cup together, saying hello, shaking hands together. It's Nish King, the Chevtzuf and Kilayim. It's got to grow together. What is the name? It's the shear of growth. The shear of growth is Messiah.
That was
2 years ago. Too complicated. I can't remember 2 years ago. Everyone see this Ramban? What Ramban just said? This is mind-boggling. Anyone know who doesn't say this? Who says that Avada, the din of Messiah is the din of Bittul? Anyone know who? Besides Rabbi Tam, obviously. Rashi on the spot of Sochem, when the Mishnah talks about it, the Gemara calls the Mishnah, but Mavrat Stach Makarim. Rashi says, what's the Shia? What do you need 200 for? Rashi says, that's Bittul. Rashi says, the Farish Bittul. Rashi says, black and white Bittul. What's the Shia Bittul for Kilia Karim? Let's say I have a little bit of Kilia Karim wine, and it mixes into a big barrel of wine. What's the Shia Bittul? Messiah. According to the Ramban, the Din Messiah mentioned in the Sugi B'chitza Kerem, and the Din Messiah mentioned in your day in Huchas Bittul Kilayim are just totally, completely, coincidentally the same. They have mamish nothing to do with each other. One's a Shia Bittul, like the Shia Veil, like the Shia Shisha, like the Shia Reiv, and one's a Shia in the Cheftza creation of Cheftza for Kilayim. And just, geez, by golly, the numbers are the same. So the Rabban's Yesh Om is a tremendous Chiddush, but Zoy Shteit the Rabban. And that's the only way to defend why it's a Teira, and a Teira is not Botil. So what a Ramban here. Well, the Yishom didn't even say this. The Ramban added on, the Chom Alulayim Alafi Devarayim, so it's Dr. Ramban. The Teira is not Botil. Then the Ramban goes one step further. Avak Shagodah bin Asayim, who's he bringing back to life now? Omlo Gador is very important for the Issa Veheter. Whose view is he now falling back on? The Omlo Gador twice was there to teach me that there's a hefsek, like Rabbi Natam. I understand the Rabban. You just got finished telling me what? The heter labatel. What's the answer? There's a corollary to the heter labatel. There's an exception to the heter labatel. About kshagodah bin atayim, kvar pitlo biyadayim, v'nizbatel. V'shuv bin achayiz v'nayir. What did the Rabban just say? What did the Rabban just say? Even me, even my Yeshayim, who hold that Hetel Abotel, that's not always true. But Medvam Amurim Hetel Abotel, that's when the Bittel is happening by itself. But if you create the Bittel, you are guided the parents, you build the fence, and you stop it, at that point, what do we say? Then the clock stops. We say, oh, Benelli, it's Botel. Even though it's a Tera, that's okay. Even though it's a Tera, Kama Botel kicks in, Vishuvena Chayza Benayor. Nobody asked the Ramban to say that. One could have said, Hetera Lo Botel, and it's Lo Botel Liya Limvad. Omer Lo Gador is for other reasons. What are some of the other reasons for Omer Lo Gador? Give me some other reasons why Omer Lo Gador. Who's got other reasons why? For what? For, okay, a million reasons why. For Hasra, right? Hasra for Hezek Shem Nikers. Hasra for what? For, give me some more. For Dina Degami, right? Give me some more, right? Adam Amazik. Is it a great surprise that the Ramban refused to go down any of those routes? Why? Because this is the Ramban speaking. And the Ramban in Kudus Dina Degami was the one who believed Amunah Shleima that all those Pshatim are what? They're all wrong. According to the Ramban, what was the original Omer Lo Gador for there? Who remembers? It was to create the Kalayim. Because if not, what are you lacking?
Yesh.
So the second Omer Lo Gador is also in Hilchos Kalayim. I'm not talking about Ezekiel now. Hilchos Ezekiel, the game's over. I don't need Omer Lo Gador for Ezekiel. Everyone chop that? That this Ramban in Baba Basra is saying, Apshani Yesh Omrim, the Ramban looking at the Yesh Omrim through his own eyes. The Ramban has his agenda in the Sugya that there's no way this fence is impacting. This fence, Lomal of Lameirid, Omer Lo Gador is Lomal of Lameirid in Hilchas Cheshe Mishpat. So the Ramban falls back on Rabbeinu Talmud when Omer Lo Gador affects Kilei Akeret. He accepts Kama Botil. But the only thing is, the Ramban has to throw in this monkey wrench, just throw this cork into the sugya and say, tail a bottle, except for, if what? If you do something, if you're a bottle, zombie, you're dying. Otherwise, a tail a bottle. Everyone saw this Ramban? Anyone understand this Ramban? So the Ramban just told you two gavag chadusha, but I love up their eyes here. The Tera Lobotel? The Parsha for Nachri Mahatz doesn't apply to Heter, but you die in this bottle. I cannot understand number two, I don't understand number one. So we have a lot of work to do to defend this Yisham, defend this Ramban. What's the Biv Red Dolphin? It's Hilgir Ramban. Rabban's the base. What's the Biradov? Why is it Tera Lo Botel? And if so, why does the Biradayim change the facts in the ground? Who remembers back to Chulam days? Why is it Tera Lo Botel?
No, it's not due. What? No, it's not due. Something that's
Heter.
You like it. You want it.
Let's throw back a little bit. 2 years ago. Conventional wisdom dictates that the Pshat and the Yeshiva and the Ramban is based on an idea that was developed by the Shas and Chufs Anig Yantif Simen Dalet. The Yantif is the following tshuva, fascinating lomdish tshuva. Mamash fascinating. Titzis shayla. Guy's got strings that are made for titzis. He's got loads and loads and loads of strings that were made l'shma. The din is required tvias achutu l'shma. The spinning of the wool has to be made l'shma. Min atayrik dim tasal l'chal l'shma. And he's got a couple of strings out there that were not made l'shma. That pulse min atayrik for titzis. And the puzzle of strings get mixed into the kosher strings. And the rove is, you have to have rove of kosher. Should we apply the rule of acharam lahatas bitl barov? Should we say a bitl barov works for three pieces of meat? So for sure it should work for tzitzis? Or should I say no? Maybe the parasha of bitl barov doesn't lend itself towards strings for tzitzis, for some strange, deep, dark secret why. That's the topic of the Edikant. What's the shaylus? It kind of explains what the shaylus is. Bitl, kishmai kenu. Bitl means we're negating certain characteristics. An item has certain qualities, certain personality traits to it. When it becomes bottle berov, it loses those personalities. It loses those characteristics. So let's say, for example, I have a piece of chazer. Chazer has a spiritual characteristic called being treif. It's also bechila. When it becomes mixed into other things, it can potentially lose those character traits. Bitl is always removing of negativity. The strings that were not made lishma don't have any negative. It's not a poisel that it wasn't made lishma. It's lacking a character trait. It's lacking a certain personality trait. It doesn't have that quality of lishma. Bitl berovs up there to give treitel tavaro can be used to remove qualities. It can't be used to instill, to endow qualities. And therefore, he's not so sure that this is going to work. Or if you want to extrapolate the matzahs, I got two matzahs that are baked lishma for seder, one that's not baked lishma, the three matzahs get mixed up together. I can't just pick out a matzah and say to be yaitzeh the seder with that, because rov doesn't endow something with the quality, with the personality trait of lishma. Or maybe no. Maybe that's not true. Maybe there's no such requirement. Maybe bitl means that A becomes like B. A loses its own qualities, it takes on the qualities of B. And maybe just as you can remove traits, you can endow traits as well. That's the suffix that a yandiv has. Shaz the truth said a yandiv simen dalin. I remember I was learning in Kiryat Yavna. I run back to America, it must have been a Pesach, but it's not, I forgot what it was. I was going back to Eretz Yisrael. And for some reason, I just bought like Shaz HaTshuva in America. Shaz HaTshuva on a Yom Tov. And I was like, I don't know, I was looking, went to, he has some very, very fascinating tshuvas. And for some reason, I took it with me on the plane. Like, I was just like reading, light reading material. So I took it with me. And I was reading, sitting on the plane and reading a tshuva on a Yom Tov. And there was like this guy, Shimshay, an older guy, you know, like, got kids, his wife and his kids. Very nice of him. I talk to them a lot of the time. And he like, it was a glancing over me and looking, like, what are we reading? Like, he knew what he meant. He was holding and learning a little bit. So I said, do you usually, like, just, that's like what you take on the plane to read? Shazachuvah Sonic Yontif? I said, I mean, sometimes, you know, sometimes I bring Chesapsoifas, or Kibay, or Ketoysim, you know, different Svarandas. So when Bialystok is the Onigyantov, was the Rav, now it's in Lower East Side, but he was the old Rav Bialystok. So in Bialystok, that's what they weren't sure about. Now, how Bitl Barov works. Alatzad, the Bitl Barov Taka does not work to remove, I'm sorry, to endow characteristics. It only works to remove characteristics. Then we have to ask a very fascinating halachic / philosophical kind of a question. It's very long to shine there. There's a bottle of water, okay? I'm allowed to drink this water, right? It says, no, you want it. You want that, no, you have to drink the water. Right? The bottle of water. Why is this bottle of water mutter? Listen to this lumbus. Is this bottle of water mutter because it's not also. We still have to look at the world very, very negatively, right? It's not also. I go through the list. Is it Nevela? Trefa? Kila Kerem? Orla? Chodosh? Shkotzer Ramosim? Chomes of Pesach? I'm trying to go through my list. Yerni Dachas? I can't think of any reason. Shoran Niskol? Tzipar Mitzera? Serenozi? There's nothing wrong with it. So it passes all the tests. I'm a male by default. I'm allowed to drink the water. What's pshat now? It's mutter. This water is a chatichas heter. Chatichas is the right word, it's a little liquidy, but it's a chatzafen heter. Heter is not just a lack of iser. Heter is an entity, it's a chelishem in and of itself. Even when you pass the checklist and not have any problems, you're a davra mutter. You're not just an absence of davra iser, you're a davra mutter. Nafkamina, not sure. The other day I could drink the water. Remember there was as Kerem Yavnes, they put on a Purim spiel. So they were making a little bit of leitzanis of some people a little bit the machmer and things. So they had a scene in the Purim spiel that somebody comes to his Rav, and he wants to bring him Shalach Manas. So he works really, really hard. He brings him two pieces of meat. And the Rav says, no, 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 no. He loya cholas, nevela, treifa. He gives different reasons why I can't eat the meat. Back, comes back with two fruit. No, the leachol, the orla, the perishvias. Every time the guy comes, and nachachum, nachachum. Finally, the guy, the kid comes to his rabbi, and he brings him two rocks for shalach manas. He says, no, it's a chashash erni dachas. The suffering erni dachas, suffering nachol eson. Okay, I can't. Can't eat the rocks. So Rabbi Sai, what is heter? Is heter the absence of iser, or is heter the presence of a cheftzef and heter? It's actually Rabbi Chaim Wasserman talks about the shayla. It comes up, anyone remember where it comes up? It comes up in the sugya of Erecha Nem Visurin. The Erecha is not Nemun against the cheskes iser. The cheskes nirshen, what about against the cheskes heter? Does cheskes heter mean anything? Is cheskes heter a positive attribute? Was cheskes heter just the absence of any negativity? So that's a lomdus hashayla. So our initial reaction to the Ramban's Yeshayim is that the reason why heter is lobotel is like the Yoni Yontif said, that if heter is not a characteristic, if heter is just an absence, it's a lack of characteristic, so what do you mean? How's it going to be bofel? Bittel only applies on characteristics, on qualities, on traits. If heter is not a trait, heter just means you don't have any other traits, but it's for bittel on a davar amutter. That's the Pashas Advarim in this Yeshayim and the Ramban. So for years and years and years, when I first learned the Ramban, that was always the Mahalach. 30 years, that's the way we always thought, that the Yeshayim holds like that's on the Yerigyantep, and it's on the Rebbe Chanan. Heter is not a characteristic trait, and you need characteristic traits for Bittul to be Chal. What's the problem with the Ramban this way? What falls short? What's the problem? I mean, which part?
I mean, saying the klan can be
done. I mean, the bittul v'yadayim part. Yeah. So why does bittul v'yadayim change anything? If the parasha from bittul doesn't apply, the davar had to finish because it's objectively not subject to bittul, because there's no character traits. What does bittul v'yadayim change? The rules of the game. So the chadra, you have to say a different shad is yishad. And that's what we suggested 2 years ago, that maybe what the yishad mean is bittul means, so I don't want to be here. That's what bittul means. Bittul means, I'm not giving chashivas to this. I really would rather it not be here. That's what bittul is. A little bit of chaza falls in. I don't want chaza. I'm a firm Jew. I don't want chaza to be here. Or what does bittul chametz be? Bittul chametz, I'm a firm Jew. I don't want the chametz here. Bittul avodah zara. The guy gives the avodah zara. This is meaningless. This is dvar b'teilim. Who remembers the fourth one of those examples? Where else do we find bittul? We find bittul by avodah zarah, bittul by isurim, bittul by chametz. Where else do we find bittul? By bittul Torah. And remember Baruch Ber? Baruch Ber and Kedushin. Super bullshit. Baruch Ber and Kedushin is a famous word. You can't get more brisket. You know a real brisket? When a brisket says there are two dinim in bittul Torah. That's what Baruch Ber zok. The zok there in Mesach Zuz, there are two dinim in bittul Torah. There's bittul Torah, b'shev al ta'aseh, when a person is just not learning, I'm shooting the breeze. I'm not doing anything else. I'm not my Gemara's clothes. That's one darga bittul Torah. And then there's bittul Torah when it's bekuvasei, it's biyadayim zochter. It's like bittul biyadayim zochter baruch ber. When I go ahead and I grant chashivas to other things that should be reserved only for Torah, just as bittul Torah at a different darga, a different level. You can only imagine, only guess what the context of that tshuva, that piece of Baruch Ber is about. But we'll leave it there another time, another place. That was part of his famous response to who? Do I know? very famous, one of the most famous of Baruch Be'er. At the end of the first Mechasech's Kedushin, where Baruch Be'er writes over Shtichel Torah that he wrote in response to Rav Shimon Schwab. Shimon Schwab was a young Talmud in the Mir Yeshiva back in the 1920s, and he had come from Germany, and he was going around Europe asking all the Gedolei Yeshivas what they thought about. You know?
Basketball?
What they thought about the Torah Derech Eretz, what they thought about the Breuer's philosophy, the German philosophy in Frankfurt, Torah Derech Eretz. So they went around to different Gedolei asking what their opinion was. So some fascinating reading. Again, this is not a word from our sponsor, this is just, I'm just relating to you. So I'm not saying everyone agrees with it. I'm not taking a comment on one way or the other. Just saying that Baruch Be'er in that piece develops this idea that there are two kinds of bittul Torah. There's bittul Torah when a person is just not learning, and then there's bittul Torah when a person is doing things that give chashivas to other things that chashivas should be reserved for Torah. So again, not for now, maybe another time. Definitely when we're not recording. So back to this story. So bittul means something that I really don't want to be here. I'd rather the chometz not be here. I'd rather the chaz not be here. Heter. Who doesn't want a shtickle heter? Who doesn't want a kula? Come on. You get a rabbi. You want the rabbi to say it's also. Nobody goes with a shalat that wants to hear also. Everyone wants to hear mutter. So I want it to be here. I want the heter. I want the shal mutter shal heter to be here. So heter lo botel. Unless what?
Unless you do yourself.
If you're mavat le biyadayim, that's a whole different. That's a whole darg, a different level of bittul. Bittul biyadayim. For that, you don't need my wanting it to be both. Let's bottle be a dying mamish. So maybe that's the bira dover in this Rambam. Back to that story, basically. So back to Mechitza Kevush, a different song. So we have a lot of different reasons flying around the Rishonim as to why and how the mechanics of the Shir Masayim are working. How can we speak about the Shir Masayim? Why don't we say, Kama Kama Bottle? So how many birim do we have now? We have probably four birim already. What happened to Kama Kama Batel? So we have some Mishanim who say what happened to Kama Kama Batel. It disappeared in Masechta Sefer Zohar when the Gemara rejected it. That was the other Yeshomer. That was the first Yeshomer in the Rambam. That was the Rosh Hashit in Chula. Kushim Mikar Leis. Then you have another Mishanim who say, no, we're very, very into this Kama Kama Batel. So what happens to it by Kilayim? Or it's natural, like the Rivam, or it's a Terel Abotle, Shem and the Ramban. So four Biurim to answer that question. But Rabbi say, it is only this last answer of the Ramban that was Mechadish to us, this unbelievable thing, that Kelayim does not become Kelayim until Hosef Messiah. The Shia Hoysa Messiah that appears in Mechitzkev Shifritzon, appears in Maver Tzatz Bekarim, appears in Mesach Gifon Al Tuvas Shechaveray. That refrain in Chazal of Messiah, 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 it was only the last answer from Yeshem and Ramban that said that Shia Messiah is not a Shia Bittul, that's a Shia in creation of Kelayim. Everybody else went down conventional wisdom. It's a Shia of what? Feshleitzch, it's a Shia of Bittul. Because when does it become Osir? When does the Kelayim become, I mean, when does the Chetz of Kelayim become a Chetz of Kelayim? The split second it starts to grow together. Hamalei Hazer Shet Israel. The second it starts to grow together. The first cell of Kelayim. The game's over. It's Kelayim. Baruch Hashem Pilchas Bittul. Baruch Hashem does a Shir Bittul B'Masayim. But the Chetz of Kelayim is there. It's Kelayim and it's Bottle. According to the Ramban, the Yeshama, it wasn't Kelayim yet. So the Yeshama are really a tremendous Chiddush of this Kelayim. Really, really contrary to what we would have believed. But perhaps this Yesh Amrim may be able to solve one of the deepest, darkest mysteries surrounding Mechitza Keresh Nifritza. And needless to say, there are a lot of mysteries in the Sugya of Mechitza Keresh Nifritza. Even since, according to many Rishonim, for different reasons, not even the Halacha, it has definitely created quite a tumult in the Torah world. How many weeks were we learning Mechitza Keresh Nifritza? We did about a week of Aseres Mechuvah, and we've been going a good, well into our third week, right? Okay. I started in Kolobokin. I give the morning shiur in B'nai Shur. So we're a little bit behind you guys. It's only 3 days a week for 40 minutes. So We started this morning with the first kasha of the Ramban. Why is it mechitzah keren shenifritza moment hamazik? Why is it only din of the gemini? Mamish started. As I told the guys this morning, I said I'm starting. Mamish said, I said, today in yeshiva, I think we're going to make a siyum on the sugya. And now we're starting the sugya. I told him in yeshiva, it took us about 4 weeks to do it at the pace of five shurim a week for an hour and 15 minutes, as I give or take. So I said, this should take us till about Tu B'Shvat until we do it a little bit quicker in Kol Boker. You know, not every single nuance, but we get the bulk of the shurim. So there's one last deep dark secret of this, one of our all-time favorites, and that's the famous comment of the Mordechai in Maseches Chulin and Siman Tavshin Lamed Zayin. The Chulin fellows hopefully will remember this one. There's a Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, Shochel Elavod Shmuel. It's the 15th of the Maseches Yevamos. Yevamos Shiraka Dam Tachlos Shviyav Shlo Dam Lo Tzich Tzurich Zurek. If a woman is doing chalitza, so she has to take off the shoe, and then she has to rekika. When she spits in front of the yavam, she spits and spits and spits, and all of a sudden a big blob of blood comes out of her mouth. She got a good cut in her mouth. And now the shayla is alam l'shayla. Did she fulfill the mitzvah ter v'yarka b'farnav? Was there reik or not? I don't see any saliva. I see a lot of blood. So the Gemara says, don't worry about it. The shayla was sent, the answer was sent to Avud Shmuel. Avud Shmuel was the Shmuel's father. He was the rav in Bavel. So Shochel Avud Shmuel, they sent a message from Eretz Yisrael to Avud Shmuel about this following shayla, that it's okay. Yevam Shirak Adam Tachol Tzish Yevsh Adam Lo Tzich Tzuch Reik. It's interesting, this is the second time Avud Shmuel appears in the Sugya. You don't know where he appeared the first time? He was the one, the Gemara says, who made the mikvahs during the springtime. He was the one that told his daughters they can't use the rivers, can't use the Euphrates because it's too overflowed with water. Kushema Yivu Nofel Azachon. So he appears two times in the same context. So here, Avod Shmuel was sent the following message that the rekika is acceptable, it's kosher. You don't have to bother doing it again. Why? Because no doubt there's a little bit of saliva in that mix of blood. Okay, if you'd read this Gemara in Yevamos, you'd say, okay, great, good, let's move on to the next sugya. The Mordechai didn't do that. The Mordechai analyzed every single sugya, every single line, every single word. It's from the Helio Balei HaTosfos, and the end of it, he was one of the Tamidim of the Maram Rutenberg. He was a contemporary of the Rosh. Maram Rutenberg had many Tamidim, but the three famous Tamidim were the Rosh, the Mordechai, and the Hagos Maimoni. The Mordechai tragically was killed on Kiddush Hashem. He was killed by the Goyim on Kiddush Hashem. So the Mordechai poses the following kasha. He says, I don't understand. The Tema. Let the dam bevatel the reich. Little bereif. What do you mean? Ef shel dam blotzis. You have a little bit of saliva, but it's bottle bereif. So how in the world can the chalitza be acceptable? How in the world can the rekika be acceptable? Chalitza be acceptable even without rekika. But how can the rekika be yaitz in the mitzvah? There's no roke. Whatever roke is there, it may be there biologically, but it's bottle bereif. It's bottle in the rove dam. That's the famous kasha of the Mordechai. So the Mordechai gives two answers. He says, Yesh Leimer, he says at the end of the third line, Kon Shubi, and the Nikram is Batim, Chadom Shubi, and the Nikram is Batim. He says, maybe, Hachar Amai Eskina, that you can actually see the saliva. So you could see it, whenever somebody's Nikoli Ayin, so then for Shteitz, it's never going to be Batim. Inami, here's the very, very lumbar Shateret, Inami. Leik Alameyma Bitl Barov, Elo Bedover Shea Nikram Bifnei Atzbo Tchila Vechach Nesarif. It's another sugya now. Mordechai just threw a din deraisa at you. Bitul berov means when you have a piece of chazer that's sitting around this chazer, recognizable as chazer, and then you have two pieces of meat that are recognizable as kosher. Each, the three pieces existed, and then something happens, the three get mixed together, and now nothing's recognizable anymore. That's bitul. Bitul is presupposing that everything existed before it reached the state of bittul. When something is bol oilam b'tarevis, it enters into the world in the state of tarevis. That's not bittul. Why? I have no idea. That's not bittul. Bol oilam b'tarevis is not bittul. Therefore, the dam and the saliva above all tzaraydus. Now, it's true inside the salivary glands of the person and inside the capillaries, the blood. It's true. But what happens inside the body cavity is lo bal olam, no pun intended. That's irrelevant. The world begins when a person opens up their mouth and something comes out. Most of the time that's when the world ends, when people open their mouths and something comes out. So here the person spits out a mouthful of blood and saliva. At that moment in time, the blood and the saliva, bol ha'olam, and the bol ha'olam ha'tarevis, is nishke bittel. That's not the parsha bittel. So state, famous Mordechai, right? We spoke about this Mordechai 100 times, right? Famous Mordechai. There's no bittel on the davar bol ha'olam ha'tarevis. Now what's kasha? What's the kasha? So come the Gedalia Charenim and say, wait a second. Every Mechitza Kerem Shnipritz is that. Every Mavar Otzitz Tach B'Kerem is that. Every Mesach Nifon Agam B'Tvah Shechaver is that. Every Bittl B'Masachim is that. Every Harezah B'Masachim is that. How can we say that when I have a little bit of Kalayim growing, remember this picture over here, a little mash, a little drops of Kalayim are growing, we say, oh, it's okay, it's bottled. What does the Mishnah, what does the Raisa say? Harezah b'masayim. What do you mean, Harezah b'masayim also? If you do less than Harezah b'masayim also, Bittul doesn't work. You have treifus here. You have a shtik killer kerem here. You have a shtik killer kerem here. It's not Bittul. It's bol olam ha'tarevis. How can the Mordechai pull off the stud? You know, the reason why the dam is not bol is bol olam ha'tarevis. What do you mean? Kilayim is always bol olam ha'tarevis. So this kash has been troubling Acharonim for hundreds and hundreds of years. Mamish hundreds of years. The Maharit Al Ghazi wrote a Perish on Maseches Becheiros. He wrote the classic sefer. You can't learn Becheiros without having a Maharit Al Ghazi. It was printed in the back of the Gemaras. For some reason, the Rif did not write Hilchos HaRif on Becheiros. The Rif only wrote Hilchos HaRif on Masechtas that are relevant to Lamaisa. He didn't write on Kachim, generally. But Becheiros is so much Lamaisa in it. So 95% of the Masechtas is Lamaisa. For some reason, whatever reason, the Rif didn't write on it. So the Ramban picked up where the Rif left off, and the Ramban wrote Hilchos Becheiros, the Ramban. So it's printed in the back of Masechtas Becheiros, like in place of the Rif. So on the Hilchos Becheiros Ramban, the Maharit Al Ghazi, one of the Gedolim, Sfar de Gedolei Acharonim from a couple hundred years ago, wrote a running Perish on the Ramban's Hilchos Becheiros. It's not quite a Perish. It's like Mechaschilos a Perish on the Sefer Chinuch. I mean, it's anything and everything you ever want to know about Becheiros and then some. I mean, all the Torahs, everything ultimately finds itself back to Maharit Al Ghazi. So I've told over the story in the past about that when I learned Mechaschilos Becheiros years ago, so I learned it like with a lot of the Maharit Al Ghazis, but it's a tiny print. Mama, it was old years, but I could say it's still see little print. So you used to read it. Every year, when I was many, me and myself and Rabbi Daniel Feldman Shlita, right? So we were chavrusas for Becheiros many moons ago. So we used to joke that we were the Yata Becheiros Kolol of YU. So we used to read a lot of the Maharit Al Ghazis. About shortly after we finished learning the Masechta, then somebody came up with a brand new edition of the Maharit Al Ghazi in block print with footnotes and Maharit Kleinness. Mamish beautiful, you could actually read it. So, okay, it's too late for us, but we were at the time, I was involved in purchasing some of the Svarim for SOI. So, and I was also at the same time involved in buying some of the Svarim for Marsha Kolo. So, I got first dibs on what I wanted, so I bought a Maharit Al Ghazi for the Beis Medrash. It's, I think, probably still here, the one I bought. And I bought one for Moshe Kol, still sitting in Moshe Kol. And I bought one for myself, and Rabbi Feldman bought one for himself. So I think there were four Maharit Al Ghazi that were sold at the YU farm sale within the span of like 3 minutes. So they were convinced this is the most top-selling sefer. They bought like about 100 of them, and nobody else bought. But anyway, so in the sefer Maharit Al Ghazi, he was already sensitive to this cash. He says, what the Mordechai talking about is against the whole yesod of Kiryat Kerem. And says the Maharit Al Ghazi, you have to fine tune the Mordechai a little bit. The Mordechai meant to say that the Medivar Mamurim, that there's no bittul by Bal Olam Tarevis, that when both the Mavatel and the Misbatel were Bal Olam Tarevis, like in the case of the Dam and the Ruk, nothing existed. I mean, nothing existed out of the body cavity until it was already. The Bivatel and the Misbatel came to Olam Tarevis together. Mashenkei, in the case of Kalayim, the Atitnachos, the Kerems, the Dabar HaMivatel is there. What's the Dabar HaMivatel? The Tvua, right? You have a lot of Tvua, and then all of a sudden, a little bit of Tvua of Kilei Kerem is starting to grow. So true, the Dabar HaBotel is Bol Yom HaTarebis, but the Dabar HaMivatel has been around for a long time. So that's not a problem, says Mar. That's his Shikul Torah. He uses that at the ends, other Kashas, etc. Not everyone agrees to that Chiluk. Rabbi Sai, without going down the route of Mar Nagazi, what's a simpler approach to the Mordechai?
Whether it's natural.
You can say that there's no Isser involved.
There's no Bittl. There's zero to Bittl. The Din of Messiah in here is not a Shir from Bittl. According to the Ramban, it can't be a Shir Bittl because Hetero what? Tehillah Bittl. It's a shear of creation, a chalashem of kilakerem. What does that have to do with the Mordechai? What does that have to do with the Mordechai? The Mordechai is talking about when you want to go down the root of bitach, Rav Lahatov, bitl baro, bitl bashisha, bitl vev, whatever the shear bitl is. Bitl is not going to apply to heterof. Whatever the... I'm sorry. When you're talking about bitl, the bitl is not going to apply when it's bolam tarayis. But when you're talking about something which is not shared to the parsha for bitl, the Kushim Ekar and the Kasha doesn't even get off the ground. So that's the Dichoy. That's the Dichoy of the Kasha that Chorim have against the Shittas of Mordechai. If you go down the Yeshua and the Rabbah. So Rabbi, so what do we know now? A quick review. What do we know about Mechitza Kemish and Ifritza? So how many sugyot does Mechitza Kemish and Ifritza impact on? Let's go through the list. It definitely impacts on Dina the Garmi, for sure. Definitely impacts on sugyot of Hezek Shedon Nikar. Definitely impacts on Mazik Nizak, Abila Harchik. Impacts on Gira Delay. Impacts on. Kamakamabato. The next part out of the Zikin, Kamakamabato. Impacts on Hetera Lobotil. Impacts on Bali Olam Tarevis. I mean, you really get your money's worth. Good time for your buck out of the Sugyo of. So I think we can officially say we're making a siyum on the sugya. Hopefully, that's Hashem. The next sugya we will embark upon will be sort of a little bit related to Hezekriya and Cheskes Tashmisha, and a little bit more Vavasra, not much, a little bit more Vavasra. Okay, so I think the schedule will be like this. We'll end here a little bit early today, give you guys a little bit of a break. We'll mitzvah tomorrow, so I think there was a request that guys want to try to get a little bit of head in the Mar Mikomos. Well, some guys want to have a little bit of time to chazer a little bit. So we'll have shiur tomorrow, mitzvah shiur, but tomorrow will be a little bit of special shiur. So we're taking suggestions for a special shiur topic for tomorrow. So anyone has any ideas?
No,
that was my number one choice. After that, I was going to talk about everything you ever want to know about Garmi and number one great guest. So we'll see. We'll figure out by tomorrow what we'll talk about. But make good use of Seder Mitzvah. Those who want to chaz a little bit from these sugyas, definitely I think this is what the chaz are, and Mitzvah gets started the next sugya. So hopefully Mitzvah Sunday we'll really start off again the next sugya. But again, we'll have Mitzvah regular shiur tomorrow, but approximately regular time. Okay, good. Okay. Guys, want to dive in here? Make life easy for everybody.